السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، شيخ سالم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كيف حالك شيخ؟
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله. شيخ, we are ready إن شاء الله if you are.
I'm ready, الحمد لله.
Okay, let's begin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to our weekly درس of Masail al-Jahiliyyah with our Honorable Sheikh, Sheikh Salim al-Amri. I will pass the mic and the screen to the Sheikh, and the Sheikh can begin, inshallah. فليتفضل مشكورا شيخنا, Sheikh Salim al-Amri.
بارك الله فيك, جزاك الله خير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى, وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, شر الأمور محدثاتها, وكل محدثة بدعة, وكل بدعة ضلالة, وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today is our weekly class, مسائل الجاهلية, and today it is the مسألة number two, issue number two. The author, رحمه الله تعالى, says أنهم متفرقون في دينهم كما قال تعالى. So this is the second characteristics of the people of Jahiliyyah. أنهم متفرقون في دينهم كما قال تعالى, which means the author is saying that the people of Jahiliyyah are divided into groups and sects within their religion, as Allah says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rum, ayah 31 to 32, warning the Muslims not to follow the footsteps of the mushrik and to behave in the same pattern, in the same way. So Allah tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And do not be polytheists, mushriks, like those who have divided their faith, their deen, their religion, and split into sects, each rejoicing in what they have. Let us pause and reflect and see our situation as a Muslim ummah. Because why are we studying the Masail al-Jahiliyyah? To deduce lessons and to keep checking ourselves. Are we emulating and imitating the people of Jahiliyyah, which Islam came and fought and warned us against such bad and negative and ignoble qualities and practices? So now let us pause and reflect here on these two ayahs. وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Allah is warning the Muslims, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and you do not be and never be polytheists or from among the polytheists or part of the mushrikeen, min al mushrikeen. The polytheists, la takunu min al mushrikeen, Who are they? Who are the mushriks? Oh Allah, He told us. ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. Like those who have divided their deen, their faith, and split into groups and sects. So the division is prohibited in Islam. And it's not a healthy sign, it's not a healthy thing to have. It's a bad thing. It is a sign of sickness, weakness, lack of faith. Because when you are divided, then you resemble the mushriks, the pagans, the polytheists, because they are divided. ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا. So my dear brothers and sisters, each one of us should never contribute in causing any division among the Muslims. He or she should always work hard to reduce the gap and to bring reconciliation and bring the Muslims together, not to keep dividing the Muslims and causing more division among them. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, Allah says. The believers are brothers. They are not more than brothers. فَأَصْلُحُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So bring reconciliation among your brothers. So we should not be from among the mushriks who were divided into sects. And then each group rejoices. كل حزب, every party, every sect, every group rejoices in what they have. Everyone is saying, I am right, the rest are wrong. I am right, the rest are wrong. I am al-Islam. I represent al-Islam. Anyone else, he doesn't represent al-Islam. I am Allah. So this is unacceptable in Islam. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. And this is what Allah warned us happened. This ummah of the Prophet ﷺ is divided, as the Prophet ﷺ prophesied. Yes. The Prophet ﷺ prophesied that this ummah will be divided, as the previous people of the book were divided. Jews into 71 sects. One sect will be delivered. Those who were Muslims following Musa alayhi salam, monotheists, they are going to Jannah. 70 will go to hell. Same thing, the Christians, 72. Those Hawariyun, the disciples of Isa alayhi salam, because they were Muslims, monotheists, they'll go to Jannah. 71 to the hellfire. The same thing, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummah al-Da'wah, because the Jews and the Christians are part of the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we call it Ummah al-Da'wah, those to whom the Da'wah is addressed. And those who responded, accepted the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called Ummah al-Ijabah. So we are from Ummah al-Ijabah. So Ummat al-Ijaba, those who responded, will be divided into 73 sects. 72 will go to hell. One will be delivered, will go to Jannah. The one that follows what the Prophet ﷺ taught to his companions, that Islam, that pure Islam, which springs from the revelation, Kitab and Sunnah. And what the three generations were upon, that's the Islam. So because when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that except one group who will be saved, the Sahaba, they asked. Okay. Describe this group to us. What are the characteristics of this group? He said, Man kana ala ma ala mithli ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions are upon. So if you want to be from this group, just follow that Islam that the Sahaba were upon and the three generations. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he told us, these are the best of my ummah. My generation, then the next, then the next. So whoever follows what the Prophet ﷺ taught to his companions, understood the deen in the same way the three generations understood it, he will be fine. He will be from this Bilqanajiyah, the safe sect. Irrespective of the label. No labels. We have no labels. We have only one label, Muslims. So any Muslim that follows this Islam that was taught by the Prophet ﷺ and maintain it in its pristine form, he will be, inshallah, from this group that will be delivered. So, furqa, disunity, division among the Muslims is prohibited, it's totally haram. Okay, and this is from the shaitan. From the shaitan. Shaitan is working 24/7 to cause disunity and division among the Muslims and to fill their hearts with the seeds of hatred towards, to hate one another. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, brotherhood was rampant, spread among the Muslims. Shaitan felt sad. He despaired that people will not obey him anymore. But because he is 100% evil, he told himself, consoling himself, okay, if they don't worship me, at least I will never give up. I will never give up. I'll be continuing doing what I'm doing and creating hatred, tahrish, to make them hate one another. إن الشيطان قد يأس أن يعبده المصلون في جزيرة العرب ولكن رضي بالتحريش بينهم في الحديث. So the Prophet ﷺ said the shaitan, he at that time he despaired that the musallin, the praying people, will never listen to him, will never obey him, etc. But he was content to cause division among them and to make them hate one another, tahrish bainahum. So this is the very important issue that we as Muslims should keep in mind. Then the author said, وَكَذَلِكَ فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الصَّوَابُ. سبحان الله. Yes, the kuffar, they seem to you that they are together, but they are divided among themselves. They are divided among themselves. تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. Apparently, they appear to you, you think that they are together, but their hearts are not together. They don't love each other. You think they love each other? No. But they might cooperate for against their common enemy, though you think they are one hand or one heart, they are not. So then the author says, وَكَذَلِكَ فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الصَّوَابُ. So the people of Jahiliyyah, they also split up into divisions. Into divisions. With regard to their worldly affairs or worldly matters. And they saw that as being the correct thing to do. Subhanallah. They are divided and they think this is the right way, the people of Jahiliyyah. وَكَذَلِكَ فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ. Regarding the matters, they are also divided regarding issues of worldly affairs and worldly matters that concern them. وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ وَالصَّوَابِ. And they think this is the right thing. And see the world around you. Different camps. And each one is plotting and planning to get rid of the other side. This is the description of the people of Jahiliyyah. Because apart from Islam, what is going on is total Jahiliyyah, Jahiliyyah, no doubt. Because they are far away from the divine guidance. Far away from the divine guidance. وَكَذَلِكَ فِي دُنْيَاهُمْ يَرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الصَّوَابُ. Subhanallah, they think what they are doing is right. فَأَتَى بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ. So this is what Islam came. Islam, as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith, he looked upon the people of the on earth, on this planet. And he hated all of them, despised all of them. Except handfuls from among the people of the scripture. Not all of them, handfuls. Because the entire earth was full of tyranny, injustice, kufr, polytheism, paganism, idolatry. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this light emanated and radiated from Mecca or the mounts of Faran or Paran, as the Bible calls them, which are the mountains of Mecca. So Islam started from there as a mercy for mankind, as a solution for their problems, as a way that will lead them to the salvation, to deliverance. فَأَتَى بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sent this final message for mankind. فأتى بالإجماع في الدين بقوله. So Allah sent, He prescribed unity and agreement in the religion. And Allah says regarding this in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 13. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. The meaning, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has ordained for you believers the way which He decreed for Noah and what we have revealed to you, O Prophet, and what we decreed for Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, commanding, uphold the faith and make no divisions in it. What you call the polytheists to is unbearable for them. Allah chooses for Himself whoever He wills, and He guides to Himself whoever turns away, whoever turns to Him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this beautiful ayah in Surah Ash-Shura, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ. As you see, they are divided. So Islam came with the call for unity. And what will bring about unity? Unity, in the sense, unity, tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah. No unity, no unity. No tawheed, no belief in the oneness of Allah, there will not be any unity among the people. So, believing in one God, in the creator of the heavens and the earth, that will bring about the unity of the hearts of people, hearts of mankind. فَأَتَى بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فِي الدِّينِ بِقَوْلِهِ. So Allah prescribed unity and agreement in the religion, but He's saying, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ. So Allah has prescribed, has ordained, has mentioned to you, شرع لكم من الدين. Allah has ordained for you, you believers, the deen. Deen is the way of life. The way which He decreed for Noah, وما وصى به نوحا. Because this is the way of salvation, my dear brothers and sisters, is one way. One way. Islam is only one way. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. The way of deliverance, the way of salvation, is submission to Allah, is al-Islam. That's it. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever adopts a way other than the way of al-Islam, of this submission to the will of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, which is Islam, shall not be accepted from Him. وَهُوَ الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And definitely in the next life, the Akhirah, he will be from among the losers. So Islam is one. الْأَنْبِيَاءُ دِينَهُمْ وَاحِدٌ وَأُمْهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى. الْأَنْبِيَاءُ أُخْوَةٌ لِلْعِلَّاتِ دِينَهُمْ وَاحِدٌ وَأُمْهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى. The prophets are brothers from different mothers. The deen, the religion is one. The way which they call to believe in the oneness of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is one. All the prophets started from Adam alayhi salam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all came with the same message. All are Muslims calling the people to become Muslims, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laws, sharia, different. Ummahatum shatta. Ummahatum, their mothers are different here. Mothers metaphorically means the laws, the sharia. Because the sharia or the law addresses people's needs, do's and don'ts, halal, haram, lawful, unlawful. Issues related to mundane affairs. And people needs, they keep changing and developing and becoming more complex from one community to another community. So the laws also, they keep changing to address and accommodate the new problems and the new issues. And finally, the law of al-Islam, Shari'at al-Islam, which is Allah embedded in it, many mechanisms, okay, and rooms and ability to accommodate any new thing. So any new problem, you'll find a solution for it in Islam, because it is the final law, and this law has to be, should be capable and able to address all the issues of mankind. So Allah saying, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ, Allah ordained for you, O believers, the way of life as He decreed for Nuh alayhi salam. مَا وَصَّ بِهِ نُوحَا. So Nuh was a Muslim alayhi salam. وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, and what we revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. It's the same message. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and what we decreed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of the prophets. That's a title given to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is the father of Isaac and the father of Ishmael. Isaac is the father of Jacob, and from there, prophets of Bani Israel, the Israelites. And from Ismail is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of the prophets. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى, and Moses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Torah, the law, to Musa alayhi salam, wa Isa alayhi salam. Okay. And Isa alayhi salam, as you know, his message purely was regarding issues of the heart, spiritually, addressing the coarseness and the cruelty of Bani Israel. And he said, I am only sent for the lost sheep of Israel. Israel is Ya'qub, Jacob alayhi salam. Wa Musa wa Isa, an aqimu ad-deen wa la tatafarraqu fee. This what Allah mentioned to all the prophets. And aqimu ad-deen, uphold the deen, abide by the deen, follow the what the deen tells you. Aqimu ad-deen, establish the deen, uphold the faith. Wala tatafarraqu fih, and make no divisions in it. Do not divide the deen, do not divide the religion. Then Allah mentioned to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Kabura ala al-mushrikeen ma tad'uhum ilayhi." O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, What you call the polytheist too is unbearable for them. It's unbearable. Because you are calling the mushriks, you are calling Quraysh to believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam he called Quraysh. They climbed on the Safa and he called them and they came. He said, will you believe me if I tell you there's an army behind this mountain, this valley of Mecca, and is going to attack you? Will you believe me? They said, yes, we'll believe you. We know you. You are the trustworthy. Then he told them, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum. I am Allah's messenger to you. His uncle Abu Lahab, he said, Alihada jama'atana, for this you called us, tabbalak, may you perish. And then he told them, I want you to say one word. And that is to say, La ilaha illallah. They refused to say La ilaha illallah because they understood the meaning of it. He's calling us to shun and desert all types of idols, all forms of idolatry. They understood he is calling them to the belief of their father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and their father, Ismail alayhi salam. So he was calling them to the pure monotheistic creed, monotheism. So they knew that. So they refuse. As Allah described them, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ اسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Whenever they were invited and called to the belief in the oneness of Allah, they become arrogant. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونٍ. Shall we leave our gods, idols, for the sake of possessed poet, mad poet, شاعر مجنون. And then Allah also described them when they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَيْشَيْءٍ عُجَابٍ. He made Allah, he made all the gods into one, only to worship one and leave the intermediaries, all these idols, the 160. إِنَّ هَذَا لَيْشَيْءٍ عُجَابٍ. Most certainly this is something amazing, surprising, okay, unbelievable, according to that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. What you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call the mushriks to is unbearable. It's too much for them to handle, to bear. كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Then Allah said, اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. الله أكبر. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides. Allah chooses for himself whoever he wills. Whomever Allah wills to guide, he chooses. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And guides to himself whoever turns to him. So Allah chooses. My dear brothers and sisters, people's hearts are in Allah's hand. No, you cannot unlock the hearts of people. and put the light of faith inside. You cannot. That is beyond our capacities. What we can show the people and guide them. Tell them this is the way. But to open their hearts, that's not in our hands. Only Allah can do that. The Prophet ﷺ could not guide his own uncle. And by now you should know the types of guidance. Hidayah, two types. Hidayat Irshad, Hidayat Tawfiq. Hidayat Irshad was given to every human being. Well, in the sense that the message came and the way was shown. That's what all the messengers did, and that's what Allah did by sending his prophets. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ الرَّسُولَ أَنْ عُبُدُ اللَّهُ وَيْتَنِبُ الطَّهُودِ. We have sent into every nation a messenger, warner, and another ayah, nadir, calling the people, worship Allah and leave all the false objects of worship, tawhid. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, Allah says, and we have showed him the two paths, the two ways of good and evil. That's what Allah did to all mankind, to all children of Adam. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to believe, let him believe. Whoever wants to disbelieve, let him disbelieve. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. There is no compulsion to religion. Why? فَتَّبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Rushd, guidance, clear path is made clear and distinct from the crooked path, from the way of destruction. So the way of salvation is clear. The way of destruction is clear. You make up your mind. But the hidayah of tawfiq, in the sense help and assistance and opening people's hearts, that's only in Allah's hand. Allah will open your heart if you take the first step towards Him. So those who are seeking and looking for the haq, for the truth, they have to take the initiative. Take the first step. Say, God, guide me. Guide me. I am lost. Do that sincerely. He will pick you up. And He will guide you. And He will show you the way out from this labyrinth, from this complex network, from this total darkness. Allah will bring you out. Because He said, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah guides to Himself whoever turns to Him, whoever is seeking and looking for the truth. Also, Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Al-Islam came with calling the people to believe in the oneness of Allah and be one ummah, one community, one nation. And He kept warning us, the believers, from going astray and follow the satanic whispers and satanic schemes. So Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 159, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Indeed, you, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, You are not responsible whatsoever for those who have divided their faith and split into sects. The judgment rests only with Allah, and He will inform them of what they used to do. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ, those who have divided their deen, okay, and split into sects and groups, you're not responsible. Because your mission is to show them the way. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ. It's not you who will open the heart and put the light of faith and faith inside the heart and then close it. No. You just show them. And that's what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Most certainly, verily, unquestionably, you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide, تَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to that state path, which means you lead, you guide. You tell the people, oh, this is the way, this is the way. So you guide them to the path of salvation. But you don't open their heart. You cannot open their hearts. That's why Allah said, regarding the Prophet's uncle, Abu Talib, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Oh Muhammad, you don't guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom He wills. The Orientalists, some of them are objective to a certain extent and impartial in their research to a certain extent. So they tell the truth. Some, they are biased, and they lie a lot. So some of them, they say, what is this? Because they are trying just to find any mistake in the Quran, and they failed miserably, and they will fail, and no one will ever find any mistake. For this is a challenge, has been there for 1400 years ago, and no one met it. And the masters themselves failed miserably, the Arabs. Leave the non-Arabs to find a mistake in the Quran. So the Orientalists, okay, they are always hunting in troubled water. They said here, oh, okay, see. And the Orientalists, they feed the missionaries, by the way, by this shubuhat. The ones who provide the information for the missionaries are the Orientalists. By the way, so the Orientalists said, and Allah says in the Quran regarding Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, most certainly, verily you guide to that, the most straight path. And then in another place, Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, O Muhammad, you don't guide whom you love. So now, what is it? In one place, it says you guide, and another place, it says you don't guide. This is a contradiction. And they know it's not a contradiction, but they want to confuse the lay Muslim, the layman who doesn't know. And this, what the missionaries will do, of course, a missionary, okay, like I think Yay Smith or someone, okay, who always there flexing his muscles in the speaker corners in London, Hyde Park, okay, challenging the Muslims because, okay, your Quran said this, huh? Because he knows those whom he is talking to. They are not qualified, they don't have that knowledge. But he will never dare to come and ask the scholars, Muslim scholars. He will never dare to do that. Because he knows that he will be exposed. And people will recognize his ignorance, I'm sure, because his ignorance will become vivid and clear to everyone. Anyway, so here, the Shubha of the Orientalists, in one place the Quran says you guide, another place it says you don't guide. So what is it? Is there a contradiction? No. But shame on you. If you know the truth, shame on you. If you don't, again, shame on you. If you know the truth and you're hiding it, you are not honest. You are not impartial. You are biased. You are not objective in your research. And this should not be the characteristics or the character of a scholar. And if you don't know, this also bad quality to have, because this means you are ignorant. And if you are ignorant, you have no right to critique the Quran. You are ignorant. So go and learn. And study. So there is no contradiction, because the two verses, the two ayat, are talking about two different things, two different types of hidayah. Hidayat tawfiq, hidayat irshad. So the hidayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and affirmed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guides, he's talking about hidayat irshad. And this is the mission and message of all the prophets, that they guide, they show the way, the people, the path, the way. So that's what he did. As he said, taraktukum al-bayda, I have left you on a clear path. Will lead you straight to Jannatul Na'im, to your salvation. Anyone deviates their end will be ruined, will be destroyed. So that ayah where it says you guide, it is true, because talking about hidayat irshad. The ayah which negates, it talks about different type of hidayah, and that is hidayat tawfiq, which means opening people's hearts. And that's only Allah can do it. And that is what the Prophet tried his level best to guide his uncle, convince him to accept Islam. But he refused, and he died upon the kufr. So there's no contradiction whatsoever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. So those who were divided, oh Muhammad, you are not responsible for those who have divided their faith and split into sects. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will deal with them. إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون. So their judgment rests only with Allah, and He will inform them of what they used to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 46. Again, emphasizing upon the importance of the unity. Unity. Allah says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Obey Allah, His Messenger, and do not dispute with one another, or you would be discouraged and weakened. Persevere. Surely Allah is with those who persevere. Okay. Allah says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. This is the key of unity. To obey Allah and obey the Messenger. If all the Muslims obey Allah and obey the Messenger, automatically all the Muslims will come together. Because here, this is what will bring us together. As Allah said, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرَدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. When you dispute in any matter, oh you Muslim, they don't implement this ayah. So unfortunately, Muslim, they do not. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, Allah says, if you dispute in any matter, فَرْدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, take it back to Allah, which means the Qur'an, and His Messenger, the Sunnah. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, that's the best thing for you. وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, and this will give you the ultimate solution and the best results for you, and the best outcome. وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, and this will be the best ta'wil of it, which means the best fulfillment of the meaning of obey Allah and obey His Messenger. So this is the key. Are we ready, my dear brothers and sisters? We follow what Allah says and His Messenger, and if we differ in any matter, we take it to what Allah said and the Prophet said and follow that? Are the Muslims, da'wah organizations, can they come out of the narrowness of this partisanship, our group, our party, our jama'ah, and follow what Allah said and what the Prophet ﷺ said, and correct themselves, and extend their hands for their brothers, and accept the haqq, and stop dividing the Muslim ummah? وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Do not dispute. Do not dispute. This is what Allah is saying with one another. With one another. Because if you are disputing, fighting each other, busy with each other, what will happen? فَتَفْشَلُوا. You will fail. You will fail. You would be discouraged. You will not achieve your objectives because you are busy with each other. Your efforts will be wasted. So that will weaken you. فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Your strength will leave you. Because you are exerting your utmost efforts in fighting each other. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Your strength will leave you and you will be weakened. So Allah says, commanding us. So to have this division among ourselves, this quality of jahiliyyah. That's why we are studying مسائل الجاهلية. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. لَا تَنَازَعُوا. Do not dispute. If you disagree, Allah said, take it to the Kitab and Sunnah. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. تَفْشَلُوا. You will fail. You will be discouraged. You will be weakened. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Your reeh, your strength, your power will be weakened and will desert you. Then Allah said, wasbiru, wasbiru. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Be patient, persevere. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Allah is with the patient, with those who persevere. And we will conclude with this beautiful hadith, which is reported by An-Nu'man ibn Bashir It is in Sahih al-Jami al-Saghir, hadith number 3109. It is in the authentic, also reported in the authentic series of authentic ahadith, Sheikh Albani, hadith number 167. It's also reported in the authentic Sahih al-Targhib by Imam Mundari, hadith number 966, and also in the book of Ibn Abi Asim al-Sunnah, hadith number 93. And the hadith, the degree of the hadith is Hasan. Our Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, authenticated it and graded the hadith as Hasan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-jama'atu rahmah wal-fuqqatu adab. Jama'atu rahmah. Keep this hadith in front of you always. Write it down. Al-jama'atu rahmatun wal-fuqqatu adab. The meaning, a unity, togetherness is mercy, rahmah. And division, this unity, is a punishment. What a beautiful hadith. Al-jama'a, together, one hand, unity, togetherness, is rahmah. Because Allah said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a, hold all you together by the robe of Allah. Wal-furqa, division, this unity, is adab, is a punishment. This adab. Because this will lead to the division among the Muslims. Say Muslim ummah is divided and fragmented. May Allah guide our ummah to the haq, unite our hearts in the haq, bring us together to our deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us remain steadfast in this beautiful deen till we meet Allah and find Him pleased with all of us. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the beneficent knowledge and righteous deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our faults and mistakes and ignorance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, and reward you immensely for your patience and attendance. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Salim. Brothers and sisters, it's time for questions and answers. If you have questions, please send them in fast, inshallah. And you're more than welcome to ask them verbally. We have received some questions already. We will begin with those. The first question, Sheikh, assalamu alaikum. Is it permissible to give a adopted child your name just to fulfill legal obligations, but in the near, it is to tell the child that he is not their biological child when they are old enough?
Well, as you know, this is giving a child your name. It's not permissible in Islam. It's not permissible in Islam. And so you can give a child any name. Okay, Abdullah or daughter of Abdullah, because she's a daughter of Abdullah. He's a son of Abdullah. But don't give your name, because the adoption, giving a child your name, that he is your biological child, and then when if you die, the documents say he is your son or he is your daughter, she is your daughter, and by the law, he or she will inherit all these things. Okay? So avoid all these things. Give a child and say, okay, we just brought you up, okay, sponsored you, and if you have other children, okay, and so your wife can, if this child is very small, okay, baby, the wife can breastfeed the child. So the child will grow in the family, and even later on, he's a mahram and to your wife, etc. This is my advice for the questioner. Next. I hope this is clear to the questioner.
Inshallah, it is clear, Sheikh. Brothers and sisters, any more questions, please send them in fast. You can also ask verbally, inshallah. One question received. When is divorce recommended?
Divorce is not recommended. Divorce is only the exception. Divorce is resorted to when all attempts failed, okay, to maintain the marriage and the marital relationship. So the last thing to think of is the talaq, the divorce, not the first thing. Because the divorce means ending a relationship, children will be separated, children will be suffering. So it has negative consequences. But sometimes maybe it's the only solution. And it's the best solution for both the husband and wife. But we only resort to it when we try all means to bring them together and to keep maintaining the marriage and the relationship between the two. But if we find that, for example, the husband is alcoholic, the husband is an addict to drugs, and he's giving the wife tough time, all these things, and the wife is suffering, then the best thing for her is just to come out from this relationship. Or the same thing, if the wife is giving her husband tough time because she's not fulfilling her obligation as a wife, or she doesn't obey him, she doesn't take care of the children, so she is making his life miserable, then it is better for him to end this relationship and find a pious, righteous woman who will take care of herself, take care of her children, take care of him. I hope this is clear to all, the questioner and the rest.
Inshallah, it's clear, Sheikh. The next question is, can a 14-year-old lead his mom, a baligh 11-year-old, for Salah?
Can a 14-year-old what?
Can a 14-year-old lead his mother in prayer?
The answer, yes. Even if he's 7 years old, he can lead his mother in prayer. If he knows the Quran, yes. One of the Sahaba, he was very young, and he was leading the Sahaba in the Salah. Next question.
Yes, that was the final question of tonight's session. If you'd like to conclude, inshallah, jazakallah khair.
Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless you, bless your family, protect you, protect your family. May Allah elevate your status in this world and in Jannat al-Na'im. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our ummah in the haq and unite our hearts in the haq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us remain steadfast on this beautiful deen till we meet Allah and find Him pleased with all of us. Ameen. Until we meet, inshallah, in the coming session, I leave you in Allah's company and protection. بحفظ الله ورعايته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته